kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Peuyeum Bandung. The song tells a story of a dish called Tapai Bandung or Peuyeum Bandung in Sundanese. According to the lyrics, Tapai or Peuyeum Bandung is well known in both villages and towns. The main ingredient is cassava, and its price is affordable. All circles in Bandung, both parents and children, love Tapai Bandung. Well, listener, if you cannot taste it yet, let's listen to the song Peuyeum Bandung by Nining Meida. Happy listening.
Indonesia. Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener who likes playing football, raise your hand. No. So how can I know that you raise your hand? That means that just say yes or no, or you like or you don't like. I mean that in this case, yeah, football you know, as one of sport branches, yeah. This is really liked by many people around the world. Yes, like or dislike, lots of people totally like playing football, even from, you know, children up to people, adolescents, I mean, they like to play football. But me, of course, I do like playing football. But I believe that you are as listeners, maybe when today you don't like it to play, you don't like to play the game, maybe in the past time, maybe when you were a child, you were a children, that you play football maybe, but at least you like football. Well, talking about football, listener, Indonesia will be versus Australia today on Thursday. Yes, Indonesia will face Australia in the continued match of the third round of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers today on Thursday, 20th March. And you know that the duel between Australia versus, I mean, Indonesia will take place at the Sydney Football Stadium. It will be held at 4 o'clock p.m. And this match is important for both teams who are struggling to the 2026 World Cup. But you know that currently the Group C standings are still controlled by Japan by having 16 points. In the second place is Australia with 7 points, followed by Indonesia in the third place with 6 points. And in the fourth, fifth and sixth place are Saudi Arabia, Bahrain and China. And they have the same points as Indonesia. But only the leader and runner-up of the standings are entitled to a direct ticket to the 2026 World Cup. But while the occupants of the third and the fourth rankings will advance to the fourth round of qualifications. You know that Patrick Kluivert, as a coach for him, this match is important for the Indonesian national team. And even Kluivert certainly wants to make a good impression in his first match with Garuda squad. Yes, but the question is, who will win? I believe that you have your own prediction, listener. Maybe Indonesia versus Australia, who will win? If you have such prediction, don't forget, just send it to our email address, listener. If you have also such prediction, and I believe that when you like football, especially for the qualification of the World Cup 2026, that you know Indonesia also has a good team, and Australia even also has good team, and the two teams will show their best, will show their best performance to attract viewers or audiences. So please don't miss it. Watch it at 4 o'clock p.m. today. Oh,
jahe air mata darimu. Yang aku ingin arti hadir diriku kan menghapus dukamu sayang. Karena bagiku kau kehormatanku. Dengarkan, dengarkan aku.
Is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, the white parts of rattan are sliced, and it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat rattan from North Sumatra.
Sedang musik pun manis ku si bulu matamu, bibirmu, dan rambutmu yang kau biarkan jatuh bergerai di keningmu, makin mengajakku terpana. Cinta
bagi Indonesia.
www.voynews.id. You are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Are you still eager to listen to our wise word? I believe that. I'm so sure that you still need wise word to make you, to make you have such a, you know, it is like, you know, even when you hear about wise word, this can also give you a positive impact, and this can also give you motivation. Our wise words now is from Raden Ajeng Kartini. She said, sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. Raden Ajeng Kartini is an Indonesian hero who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. She believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated with broad knowledge, have firm determination, and never give up, be religious and respectful to older people, be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble, and full of love.
Saat kau maksiat dan kau bayangkan ajal mendekat, apakan kau buat? Kau takkan selamat, pasti dirimu habis dan tamat. Bukan ku sokaat sebelum terlambat, ayo sama-sama kita taubat. Dunia sesaat, awas kau tersesat, ingatlah masih ada akhirat. Ingat mati, ingat sakit, ingatlah saat kau sulit. Ingat, ingat hidup cuma satu kali. Berapa dosa kau buat, berapa kali maksiat.
Ingat mati, ingat sakit,
A great nation is the nation who know their history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island, but also outside Indonesia. This can be an extraordinary power. When talking about tourism, it has become a leading topic. There was an expression conveyed by Totot Marwoyo, head of Regional Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, about the importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Ciamis is one of the regencies in West Java. The regency is now seriously improving itself to develop historical and cultural tourism. Seeing from its geographical location, most of Ciamis regency consists of mountains and plateaus. On the southern border of Central Java consists of coastal area. In the coastal area, there are some sea tourism locations such as Parigi Bay, Penanjung Bay, and the famous one is Pangandaran Bay. From the uniqueness of the Ciamis geographical area, the historical legends of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom are stored in the land of Java, which once triumphed at the time. One of the historical legends is Galu Kingdom, which once built in Ciamis Regency. This is proven by the presence of the Petilasan or historical remains of the past, namely Petilasan Sanjiang Boros Ngora, the founder of the Galu Kingdom. Contained in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Carita Parahyangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Galu Kingdom, a Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Citarum River to the west and Chi Serayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Kendan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Galu Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya di Ciamis, ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If we talk about Ciamis, the region is the birthplace of culture. Galu King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. Based on this story, we will promote the visit Ciamis, which is aimed to invite people to come to Ciamis by knowing Galu heritage too. Which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of the Ciamis Regency, Kanjeng Pangeran Haji Dede Sadli Surya Binangun, or better known as Abadede. According to him, Ciamis has the power of historical roots, so that it can be developed into a traditional tourism site. Ciamis is an original traditional and cultural region inhabited and used. If we want to develop it as a traditional tourism area, just make adjustments. Ciamis has basic strengths and history. The region will be used as a traditional tourism area and to develop people's economy as well. Here is the place of ancestors of Javanese and Balinese. Totot Marwoto, head of Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, said that the visitors can see cultural heritage in the form of traditional parties, cultural attractions, and the Galu Kingdom sites during the Visit Ciamis event. Remnants of the Galu Kingdom are found in Kawali, Ciamis Regency, since Ciamis people still preserve the historical heritages.
Kita punya heritage-nya, kemudian kita punya
we still have Galu heritages with traditional parties. We also have Nyangku, Jamasan, Merau, Misaligin, Nyugu or Offering, Pemerakan or Exhibition. This is very complicated. If we talk about Ciamis culture, actually historical relics are the more useful things that still be preserved. Thank you. traditional cultural events also offers an interesting tour, namely pilgrimage tourism, Toto Marwoto said.
Wisata yang paling nampak sekali Pak kita ini pasar pasarnya itu.
The market share is pilgrimage. At least 400,000 visitors come to Ciamis in 1 year, a very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now tourists from Brunei, Malaysia, and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Galo tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Galo is absolutely Ciamis. Of traditional villages in Ciamis become a special attraction for tourists to find out the local wisdom, which is still well maintained. Head of the tourism office of Ciamis West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Salah satunya kita punya Kampung Kutab, dan ini kebetulan nih secara langsung aja bukan laporan, tapi konfirmasi.
One of them is Kampung Kutab. Based on report from the marketing office of West Java province, traditional villages and destinations actually become great demand by European people. They came with a study team. Habit and norms can be a reflection of our generation. For example, mutual cooperation has been eroded or degraded nowadays. We should be respecting each other and smiling as a form of characteristics of the local wisdom. Local wisdom of Ciamis people as Galo royal inheritance can also be seen with peace gong symbol. Toto Marwoto added. We have a peace gong. Not all capitals, not all provinces have peace gongs. Peace gong has philosophical meaning. King Galo was a king who loved peace, so it is appropriate that the peace gong is brought at Karang Kamulyan as a milestone of the history of Galo royal power. By mobilizing various potentials such as culture, traditional events, natural history, and pilgrimages, Ciamis Regency improved itself to spur backwardness in the tourism sector. The elder of traditional Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of Ciamis, Abah Dede, reminded that to develop the tourism sector, they must firstly prepare the supporting facilities and infrastructure.
Kita kembangkan ya, itu adalah sarana-sarana penunjang. Sehingga si wisatawan.
We need to develop supporting facilities so that tourists can stay with us. Sometimes the needs of tourists are missed from our preparation. They want security guarantees and food during their stay. This must be considered. There must be guaranteed their safety. To support activities in the tourism sector, Ciamis Regency expects important participation from the government, the public, and the private sector to realize it. Head of Tourism Office of Ciamis Regency West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Di sini termasuk gong perdamaian.
Tourism needs a handling of multi-sector networking from all levels. The most important thing is, if the community has a sense of belonging of tourism, then tourism will exactly improve. The tourism sector developed by Ciamis Regency is inseparable from the existing image, since in the principle, tourism usually sell images. Good image will have a positive impact in the community. Tourism in Ciamis with Galo as its icon continues to improve in developing historical tourism in the future. There was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Galuh as tourism icon of Ciamis, West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Here is the news. Indonesian Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Arifah Fauzi, conducted a bilateral meeting with Singaporean Minister of Social and Family Development, Masagus Zulkifli, to strengthen synergy in women's empowerment and child protection. Arifah believed that the government's partnership will not only bring benefits to Indonesia and Singapore, but also inspire other countries. Coordinating Minister for Food Zulkifli Hasan lauded waste management in Jakarta through the use of technology that converts waste into energy. Speaking to the press after visiting the integrated waste processing site in Bantar Gebang, West Java on Wednesday, Minister Hasan highlighted several steps taken to manage waste, including the utilization of waste to energy processing technology. That's the news.
mata nembung, ada yang tersentak dari dalam dadamu. Kau menyendiri duduk dalam kenang, bersenandung nyanyian kasmaran dan tersenyum entah untuk siapa. Lampanya